Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, Sales Success Coach. Now, they call me the Queen of Predictable Sales Results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help women discover what the real issues are that are keeping them stuck, and then be able to find the guts to take the next step to create the life of their dreams. So I am super excited to introduce Sherry Clark. Now, Sherry is a midlife courage coach who calls her practice Fork in the Road. Sherry says she became a courage coach because she believes it takes guts to live the second half of your life for you when you've lived the first half for everyone else. Now, Sherry has written and presented on topics ranging from managing regrets and finding your passion to overcoming career burnout. A serial entrepreneur, Sherry owned a successful advertising agency for over 25 years before pivoting to become a life coach when she was in her 50s. Now, Sherry didn't abandon the creativity of the advertising world when she started her coaching practice. And she's well known for her fun talks and presentations, as well as the unique exercises she's developed to help clients in achieving their goals. Now, in her personal time, Sherry enjoys spending time in her Art Deco home, which has been featured in a variety of publications. And Sherry and her main coon cat, Lotus, also work on their yoga poses. Well, welcome, Sherry. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
It's my pleasure, Wendy. Good to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping women who are entering their midlives say yes to themselves and create lives that they love. I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I'm excited to share.
So, Sherry, top of mind question here for me is exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
I believe that we spend our lives either running from or running towards something. And in my case, I was, as you indicated, I owned a successful advertising agency for 25 years. And all was well until it wasn't. And I got to a point where I felt that I had become miscast in my role. And maybe someone listening understands what I'm talking about. When something brought you pleasure for a long period of time and you felt really good at it, and it went from that to being a little boring, and then from that to being something that you didn't like so much, and then from that to being something that you dreaded. And when my own career had taken that turn and I owned it, I knew that it was time for me to make a change. And so I was running from some pain, the pain of feeling that I had outgrown what I was doing. And that's what prompted me to go into something else.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, I love that because obviously that takes a lot of courage, because I'm sure your advertising company was very successful having been up and running for 25 years. I think that's what you said, which is
quarter of a century.
Yeah. An incredible accomplishment and obviously serving a lot of people and making a huge difference for a lot of businesses. But you did what sounds like a real inventory check on it's like, what about me? And not only that, but instead of sitting there with that, which a lot of people do because it's like, well, okay, let's look at the bottom line. Let's look at all the material things. And you know, who am I to think there's more, right? But that wasn't the case for you. So I love that, that, you know, you are walking your talk, as they say, and deep down found that courage to spread your wings in this way now. So that's, yeah, that's great. So now 25 years advertising company. So how long have you had your life coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
So I am entering my 12th year. Which is hard for me to believe that I've done this as half as long as I've done the agency. Mm-hmm. But it's absolutely evolved. And the way that it evolved was this: when it was time to leave the agency and to put that part of my life behind me, all I knew at that point in time was that I couldn't keep going at that pace and in that environment. And it didn't fit anymore. It was like wearing really tight shoes and having to run through an airport and thinking to yourself, I'm never going to make this plane. I've got to take these shoes off or I can't go another step. And so all I knew was that I needed to get out. And so that was the first and primary thing. And in doing that, I thought to myself, if I jump, the net will appear. It always has before. And I just got to have a little bit of faith in myself and my ability to make something happen. I knew I could always get a job. I knew I could always take care of myself. And so I decided to be a nutrition coach. I was a health coach, was my first thing. And I went to school and got certified and did those things. And here's what happened, Wendy, because you asked about pivot or change or has it evolved?
Right.
So I started as health and nutrition. And in my work, I started to realize I was attracting a certain type of person. And the type of person that I attracted primarily were women and women at midlife. So a demographic kind of presented itself. And health coaches, they'll work with people who want better health, but mm-hmm. I tended to attract this demographic. The second thing I noticed was in my work with these women, that it really wasn't that they needed health coaching, that they needed me to tell, they didn't need to write me a check so that I could say, you need to eat more broccoli and put away the chips. That wasn't what they were requiring. What they really needed was some insight into what the real issues were that was creating their dysfunctional relationship with food. And so the evolution came when I realized, hey, you know what? I can deal with the symptoms all day long. What I really want to deal with is the root issues. And that's when I pivoted to become a life coach, because it wasn't just about food.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. There was something below the layer, something beyond the food. It was deeper.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that makes perfect sense. And obviously just tuning into your individual clients, this consistent pattern was showing up and presenting itself. And I'm sure you started coaching along those lines before you outwardly proclaimed yourself as a life coach.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. It was happening.
Yes, it was. It absolutely was. And that's when I started listening to myself and listening to the guidance I was giving to my clients. And I thought, you know what? I really just need to stop teaching recipes and start doing other things.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in building your courage coaching practice?
Yes. In fact, what's funny is the biggest challenge that I had was a problem of success, which we'll take any day, right? You know, and that problem was this: because I had owned an advertising agency for 25 years, I'm really good at marketing and advertising. It's a thing I understand.
Right.
And then I became the health and nutrition coach. And specifically, I was a raw vegan. So my eating habit for personally was that I was vegan and then ate raw food. And that was the basis of some of my teaching. Well, when I decided to make the shift and become a life coach, people had so connected me and even the name of the practice, fork in the road, which I had developed to reflect the food, you know, part of what I did. I did such a good job of anchoring myself with that, that it was harder than heck to get people to understand, oh, she's not just about food and specifically raw vegan food. Fork in the road stands for the fork in the road in your life when you have to make a life decision.
Right.
So that was my biggest challenge, was getting in my own darn way.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it sounds like somehow rebranding yourself.
Right.
As well. So, well, can you share maybe a technique that you used in overcoming that, whether it was internal and inner work or rebranding while still using some of the same, the fork in the road? Either way, I would love to hear a little bit of insight as to what you leveraged as far as making that shift.
You bet. Well, it's a couple of things. And the first one was the internal shift and being able to say to myself, and this part is not easy. And that was this, when a client came to me and said that they wanted food coaching, and I had made the determination that I was going to make that shift, I was clear in saying, I could do food coaching, but that's not really where my passion lies right now. And so here's what I'm doing. If that feels like a fit, I would enjoy working with you. If it doesn't, I'm happy to make a referral. Mm-hmm. And anybody listening that's an entrepreneur understands that, air quotes here, turning away business. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's not. At the end of the day, it's anchoring yourself in what it is that you do and what you stand for. And when you're clear about that, then the people who need what you offer are magnetically drawn to you. Mm-hmm. So that was the internal work. The external work, a little bit more practical, was we have something, it's in my local market, I'm in Des Moines, Iowa, that is very similar to like a TEDx talk. And we have something that's called the Storytellers Project. And it's sponsored by Gannett. If anybody is in a new place where the Gannett newspapers are, they might have it in your area. Anyway, I gave a talk, a storyteller talk 2 years ago, or a couple of years ago, where I talked about the change that I had made in my life revolving around food and all those things, and made that public declaration, which made it a lot easier because then people in the local market certainly were aware of it. And then I could also use that tool to help say, hey, yes, you're right. I used to do that, but this is what I'm doing now.
Now I'm doing this. Yeah. I think being able to just state, this is what I'm doing now, it's not only outward, but it's also inward, right? We kind of hear ourselves and it helps take away maybe that blurry line that's still lingering. So yeah, I love that. Well, thank you for sharing those techniques. Definitely very beneficial. And, you know, Sherry, you're obviously an expert at helping women, you know, make the second half of their lives fulfilling because they're finally saying yes to themselves versus everyone else. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
You know, yes, I do. And it's funny because over time, the challenges have evolved. And I would say the one that I have had consistently and experience now is this. When I have before me someone I'm having an enrollment conversation with, and I know that I could help this person, like I know it's a fit. I am listening. I am hearing. I am all over it. And I can picture this woman across the finish line with just doing the victory dance about getting what she wants. And she's reticent or reluctant for whatever reason. It's hard to not go into convincing. Mm-hmm. It's hard to not slip into being not the person I want to be, where I'm like, I just want you to do this because I see it.
Right, right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I think you're wanting to stay authentic versus slipping into more of a quote unquote, you know, air quotes, like you say, salesy mode.
Yes.
Convincing and pressure and force and all those things that are, even though they really aren't passe, people still do them, but it's not part of maybe your internal way of wanting to be. But yet, you know, okay, you feel like you have your hands tied. It's like, okay, how do I help them? I would love to share maybe some insight or technique around that if you'd like.
Oh gosh, please. Yes.
Yeah. So, and it's interesting because, you know, as you're having this enrollment conversation with this person, you're no doubt finding out from them what they would love their life to be like, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you've got that information and you've no doubt found out a little about them as a person. And so this is what I'm leaning into that would possibly move the needle for you is that you take inventory of what it is about them that has them succeeding through your work. Because let's face it, not everybody is going to succeed, even though your processes or methodologies are great. It's a two-person dance.
Mm-hmm.
And so you would share what I'm proposing or what came to me is that you share. Now, this is why I have faith in you being able to achieve XYZ. I would love to find out first, why would you say no to yourself having this? And listen to what they have to say. You know, why would you say no to yourself? This is before, obviously, they say no to yourself to you, right? They say no to you. This is before where you ask for the decision. This is before that, right before. And just hear what they have to say. All right, great. So now tell me, why would you say yes to yourself in this type of a life? And just simply by first off, and I don't want you to lose sight of the first thing I said was share why you have faith in them achieving the outcomes they want, what it is about them that you feel are the qualities that would allow them to succeed. And then you pivot and say, all right, now, Tiffany, I'm curious, why would you say no to yourself? And then why would you say yes to yourself? And just listen. And it will be interesting for you to help them through that experience. How's that landing?
I'm writing furious notes. So it is landing. It is making beautiful sense. And why would you say no to yourself, followed by why would you say yes? Really, at the end of the day, that there you're asking them to utter those thoughts that they might be more reluctant to share with me. Had I not asked it that way.
And that's why I say it's at the very end of the conversation, prior to you asking for, you know, the commitment.
Right.
So it's you've already had this in-depth conversation where you've connected and had this experience. And so it'll be interesting. I would love to hear from you how this goes, because it came to me that I feel because of your ability to put people at ease is what I sense, that the person will simply be able to own, like you are owning for them, the same thing they would own for themselves, that dream life would be possible.
Right.
So, well, hopefully that, like I said, moves the needle for you. And be sure to let me know. I'm always curious to see after you give this a go, how it and what the response is.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. This is wonderful coaching, Wendy. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Great. And, you know, Sherry, we have just been enduring a very life-altering experience, the pandemic, for well over a year. And I'm firmly believing we are totally at the light at the end of the tunnel. So not to use too many cliches here, but
yes,
we've had semi-mask burning ceremonies. but nevertheless, it has been a year plus of really providing for each and every one of us a life-altering situation, either reflective or health or our routines or, you know, a myriad of different things. And so I would love to hear from you, what impact has the pandemic had on the work that you do?
You know, what a wonderful question. It has had a profound impact on the work that I do. Because my audience is women at midlife, that this pandemic has proven to them that their life is right now, that there are things that you can plan for and have a backup plan for and have a plan D, E, and F for, and there could still be something that could come and knock you off your horse. And so I have found it really beneficial when I'm having conversations with women who are considering making changes, you know, that they recognize, well, holy cow, there's nothing that's guaranteed now, is there? And that's been really beneficial for me to be able to help women to make movement.
Yeah, it's just, it is that opportunity for a lot of self-reflection that we've had. So yeah, I can see where the work that you do is very, very powerful for a lot of women. And in fact, you know, Cherry, how do you work with women in their midlives who want to finally put themselves first and create their dream lives? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Absolutely. So I do work in two different ways. One is private one-on-one coaching. And then I also do group, and I do long-term group. We have a group that goes an entire year. It's called Road to a New You. And then periodically I'll do subject groups, shorter, maybe 4 or 6 weeks. And what I do is I guide the women that I work with through a series of exercises. They're never unpleasant exercises. They're always fun, and they're self-discovery exercises. And what they do typically is provide a platform for the participant to think below the level at which they're used to thinking. What's the reason below the reason? And to find that in a self-discovery but guided way, and then also to be able to interpret, well, what does this mean? What should I do with this information? And I consider myself someone who walks next to my clients. When I say guide, it might mean that I'm a step ahead because I know what's coming next. But at the end of the day, I don't make decisions for them. I create a safe environment, a place where that transformation, if it's ready to happen, can happen. And if it's not ready to happen, there's no shame around that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense to just really ask those prompting questions that allow us to maybe, I don't know, these are my words, but tap into our inner wisdom.
Exactly.
Us to see, and then you walk alongside and obviously provide that additional support and accountability to take that next step in order to realize that dream life. So yeah, I love that.
Yes. I'm really good at discovering and identifying patterns and patterns in behavior, patterns in speech, patterns in what thinking, whatever it is. And it's uncanny when someone makes that revelation and says, wow, this is not the first time I've done this, is it? And that's when the doorway is open for change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
My website is www.fork-road.com. And that's probably the place that I would send people first. It's got a lot of information about how I work. There's plenty of free gifts and fun things on there. There's always something fun going on. Of course, I'm on regular social media platforms and stuff, but I would say start at my website.
Okay, perfect. So that is fork-road.com, correct?
Correct.
And they'll be able to navigate through and find some fun and interesting gifts that will prompt those self-discovery steps, sounds like.
There will be gifts on the website, but you know what, Wendy? I've had so much fun with you today. I'm hoping that you'll allow me to give a special gift to your listeners.
Yes.
We can put the information below, but what I'd like to offer them is it's something I developed called my Courage Journal. And I will give you a code so that rather than have to pay for it, your special listeners can get it for free. Please let me do that for you. Please let me make that available because it's a really fun experience.
Wow. That is so generous. I love that. Thank you so much, Cherry. So that is my Courage Journal. And so look for that code. Well, just look for the link in the show notes. I'll put that right in the show notes for people to link right over to that very generous gift from you. Thank you, Cherry.
You're so welcome.
Yeah. And, you know, we've already learned so many golden nuggets of wisdom from you. But if I could tap on you one last time here during our conversation, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, because you have over, what, 36 years of experience, if I did the math right,
mm-hmm.
37. What's some advice that you might be able to share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
I think the most important thing that we can all do is to recognize that we don't have to do it alone. I am a coach and I have a coach. I have a therapist. I've got an assistant. I've got a lot of people that help keep me on the rails. And anyone listening who's feeling that sense of frustration, fear, whatever, there are those of us out there that are willing to step into your corner with you, that are willing to give you some direction, some thoughts, some wisdom, sometimes just to be an ear or a sounding board. Mm-hmm. So please don't feel that you're in this on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Assemble a team to support you and provide that additional, you know, help wherever needed. I love that, you know, you've really, obviously in a brick and mortar or a service industry business, such as an advertising agency, you can't be everything because you've got so many accounts and clients. But sometimes as a coach or a solopreneur, we don't think that we can handle, or we think we can handle everything and we don't think we can delegate. Those are critical things. So yeah, thank you for sharing that, that information. That is very useful. And I'm sure a lot of entrepreneurs will really be thinking twice about what they're keeping a tight grip on that's keeping them at that state of not loving their business. So,
yes. And so often, Wendy, I just add to that. So often it's shame that we think, oh, I should be able to do this myself, or, oh, I would turn to this person for guidance and help, but then they'll think that I'm fill in the blank, inept or dumb or whatever. And we all, I can say for me, I've had those weak moments. I've had tearful nights. I've had all of those things. And then you find wherever you need to go to get your strength, and you can march forward. Mm-hmm. And anybody listening can do the same.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's great. It's interesting how we gladly sign up for college and go 4 years and know that, well, at the end of the 4 years, we might get a job.
Yeah.
In the career that we're pursuing, you know, that's perfectly fine. But when you start out as an entrepreneur, you know, within about 6 months, oh my gosh, you know, I'm failing and I should probably quit. And right. So I love that, where you're just allowing people to say, okay, maybe I don't know about marketing or advertising and I need to hire somebody.
So, yes.
Yeah. So great. And Sherry, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from owning a very successful advertising agency to the impactful work you're now doing as a midlife courage coach, helping women get the courage to live the second half of their life for themselves when they've lived the first half for everyone else. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Thank you, Wendy.
And again, for our listeners, you can reach Sherry Clark through her website, and that is fork-road.com, as well as look her up on all the major social platforms. I'm sure that she has some fun and interesting posts that she creates, that very creative side of her. And look for the link in the show notes for that very generous gift, My Courage Journal. So grab that. All right. Well, again, Sherry, thank you so much. And for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all four psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Sherry Clark. And as always, here's to your success.